This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand-trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it's the day before the day. Welcome in. If you had to make a bet on the Rams making it back to the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs, that's our poll question for hour one.
Saucy.
Come on in. Stay a while if you can. Eli Manning. He won a couple of Super Bowls. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW is the phone number. Operator Tyler standing by. Our email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or listening with iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other great affiliates that we have around the country, numbering nearly 400. So, play of the day, stat of the day. We got our poll question. Stat of the day, as always, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. It comes out every day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Recaps everything that we're doing. Also gives you a heads up on some of the other things we're doing. DanPatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out, bottom right corner. And the backroom guys will send you a recap of the day's show. NFL opener, Bills-Rams, Thursday night. The new top 25 is out. Some teams that are out include Oregon and Cincinnati. But Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma. We'll take a closer look at that. Also, Brian Kelly, welcome to Baton Rouge. He had this interaction with a reporter yesterday.
That will open it up to this late arriving media crowd that must have enjoyed the weekend. That's usually $10 that we put in the kitty. We'll have a big bash at the end of the year at my place. I don't think it has anything to do with winning. I think it has to do with being on time.
I think the response was, maybe if you were winning, I'd show up on time. I believe I have that right. Maybe if you win, I'll show up on time. That smile was about, it was cut in half there with Brian Kelly. Welcome to Baton Rouge. And the expectations are high. But I thought Brian trying, maybe trying too hard. You know, he wants to be hugged, wants to be loved, respected. He's a great coach, the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame. But you're going down there, just win. Just win. I think he was trying to have a little bit of fun, but it's not the way you want to start your day, let's put it that way, with the media. Okay, wait, what? If you start winning, I'll show up on time. The reporter later apologized for saying that. Very flippant. And as a reporter, you're not supposed to be the story. So it was unprofessional to say that. But a good line, but not professional to say that. But the reporter did apologize to Coach. Yes, Paul.
That was, I heard it. I heard about it. And then I heard it in context.
Yeah.
It also helps if you could see Brian Kelly's face, because he is opening his first press conference after a loss and trying to lighten the room with a light jab of reporters showing up late, as accused. And then the reporter, Leah Van, she's a local reporter, went right back. Maybe if you win, we'll show up on time.
Yeah.
It's not a bad joke, but it did not land.
Yes, Tom.
But unless you had like some kind of long-term relationship with Brian Kelly, which he doesn't, and even then it's a little questionable knowing the sensitivity of another first game loss with a new coach.
Yeah, you can't be part of the story. I mean, you're taught as a reporter, you can't be part of the story. That's all. But she apologized, said it wasn't one of her finest hours, but we'll see. Move forward. And maybe she shows up on time or early next time. Yes, Eden.
It is interesting, though, too, that when you look at the way some people are talking about this, it's how arrogant is Brian Kelly?
Oh. Because, he's just...
His tone. Or like, well, they're both joking. They're both clearly joking. But how arrogant could he be to speak like that to the reporters?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's... people are like, there isn't anything right now that can go right for Brian Kelly.
You're right.
There isn't a single thing that he could say that he just wants to go get a Coke and they'd be tear him apart.
Yeah, you don't like Pepsi?
What's wrong with Dr. Pepper? I thought you were a college football coach.
Ed Orgeron, he used to drink Diet Coke. Speaking of Coach O, he was asked at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. So that Little Rock Touchdown Club, they must be paying good money. They got John Gruden and then they got Coach Ed Orgeron, and was asked about getting fired at LSU.
I'm so grateful of my time for LSU. That was my opportunity. You know, coaches got a shelf. Some coaches got 50 years. Some coaches got 12. Mine was 6. Good. I got to tell you, we had a meeting. Hey, Coach, things are not going well. Ray Charles can see that, brother. And they were good. And Scott Woodward is a friend of mine today. Really, really, a lot of respect for the way they handled me.
So what's next?
Well, I got to tell you this, though. Say, Coach, you got $17.1 million on your contract. We're going to give it to you. I said, what time do you want me to leave and what door you want me out of, brother?
Great.
More scotch.
He's a great storyteller. When he was with us, I think it was last year, man, he told some great stories.
Man, you're getting fired. And they're like, hey, but we're going to fire you. Here's another $17 million.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
What a gig.
What door? When do you want me to go? Remember you told the story about recruiting Adrian Peterson? He was trying to get him to... Now, his father's in prison in Oklahoma, and they want to get him at USC. Then Coach O was trying to get Adrian Peterson's dad transferred to a jail in L.A. Because his son, Adrian, said he wanted to make sure that he was around his father, and his father was in a jail in Oklahoma, so he stayed at Oklahoma. But Coach O is trying to get him transferred to a jail in Los Angeles. All right, so we have the poll question, Seton. Did you have any other poll questions that you were tinkering with?
Yeah, we had a couple of other ones. Currently, the Los Angeles Lakers are LeBron James' team, Patrick Beverley's team.
Oh, my God. I'll bring you Patrick Beverley's comments, because he is in mid-season form with what he had. You know, play it, Marv. Here's Patrick Beverley meeting with the media and being asked about his role with the Lakers.
You'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They will be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference.
Have you guys started talking yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but I'm glad that, you know, we get a chance to play with each other. Then, you know, anything else, I'm excited to see it go on. I'm excited to, you know, to get the battling going.
Wow. Patrick Beverley and the Minnesota Timberwolves make the playoffs. I missed that headline. How many games did he play in Minnesota? Less than 30. Hey, LeBron and Anthony Davis get to tell their kids that they got to play with Patrick Beverley, not the other way around, because Patrick Beverley made the playoffs. Yes, Paulie?
I hadn't heard that this morning because I wanted to hear it for the first time on air. I love it. I want guys like that who are a little bit of a jerk.
I need you to know your place on the team. That's what concerns me.
You know, they need more people who are aggressive, who don't give a you-know-what, and will play like madmen. If they want a bunch of guys who are hurt and sit on the bench and don't help much, they've got those.
Yeah, but that leads me to Russell Westbrook, who doesn't read the room and doesn't know what his role should be on the Lakers. And I don't want Patrick Beverley to think he's a lot more than what he is, because he's there for 1 year. So is, you know, Russell Westbrook is there for one more year. Then that's it, because they make a combined $60 million. See ya. But to say, hey, they're playing with me, no, I don't need that. Not starting here. I want Patrick Beverley to go, whatever it takes. And I'll do whatever it takes to make this team tougher. We're going to play defense, and I'm going to help this team win again. That's what I want to hear. No, they're playing with me. I made the playoffs last year. Yes, Paul.
They should do like a fake promo for like NBA and ESPN. Patrick Beverley and the Lakers versus Kevin Durant and the Nets. Da, 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 da.
Patrick Beverley night. Retire his jersey. They should retire his jersey for one night, you know. Just don't even get it all the way up in the rafters. Just sort of up there and go, nah, we'll bring it back down.
They're going to be playing with me.
Yeah. Play it again, Marv.
You'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They will be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't. That's the difference.
Have you guys started talking yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I'm glad that, you know, we get a chance to play with each other than, you know, anything else. I'm excited to see it go on. I'm excited to, you know, to get the battling going.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, I think he's interesting. I think he's far more entertaining when he's on ESPN than he is as a basketball player. But if he can help them just a little bit, you know, remember to play defense, then I think he's a great pickup. And I just want to know, did you see there was interaction with him and Russell Westbrook? They don't like each other, but they gave the bro hug to each other. And maybe they play nice here. It'll be interesting if, you know, Beverley comes in for Russell Westbrook. Can you put him on the floor at the same time? Although Beverly's a better shooter. Yeah, Paulie.
After I listen to that, you know how people are, there's some people who are always defensive, and even if you compliment them, you think it's like a slight. Like Patrick Beverley, when he heard that, you're playing with LeBron James, and he probably thought, whoa, I didn't win a contest here. It's not Make-A-Wish. I'm a good player. I've been in the playoffs 8 of the past 10 years. Mm. You know, I bet that's how he seemed to respond, like, hey, calm down here. I didn't win a contest.
Chances are the teams he'd been on would have made the playoffs without him. Just chances are.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
But he never thinks that about himself.
Yeah, but I want you to understand who you are at this stage in your career. And that's the problem I have with Russell Westbrook. He doesn't understand who he is. He still thinks he's MVP. Yes, Marv.
But what's going to happen when they go back to Minnesota and Patrick Beverley receives his ring for winning the play-in game?
Bloop, bloop. Good job. Now, the reporter didn't say, you're going to be playing with LeBron, AD, and Russ. They just said LeBron and AD, because we don't know if Russ is going to be here. Chances are that he will be.
You're going to be playing with them when they manage to play.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. When AD is healthy enough, you're going to play with him. And you're going to play with Russ. And, you know, I hope you like to rebound, because when he shoots, go to the boards. Chances are you can get a rebound there. We'll get phone calls coming up, emails, tweets. Do you know what happened on this day? 1979. Every sports fan should be remembering this day. Anybody have any idea? One of the greatest days in the history of sports, in my opinion. I'm not saying a national holiday, but close to it, if you're a sports fan.
What was the year?
1979. I'm going to tell you after the break.
Oh, come on, Dad. I can't wait.
No.
I can't wait that long.
If you're in your car, you're going to have to wait. one of the great days in the history of sports. No, Marv, I'm not calling on you. Going to take a break. Eli Manning will join us coming up.
Patrick Beverly was born.
No.
Damn it.
Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Sleep Number. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? You know, we could have an advertiser from all these different mattress companies, bedding companies, but we choose Sleep Number because it's the best. Every great day starts the night before. Biggest sale of the year. Proven quality sleep. 50% savings on the 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for the both of you. And if you use the 360 smart bed technology, enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year. We could all use that, right? Yes. Right now, the best time, because it's the biggest sale of the year, smart beds on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed for a limited time only. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This award-nominated program brought to you by the great folks at M-Drive, supplements for driven guys that supports healthy testosterone, the drive to get things done. Try M-Drive for $5. Text Dan to 55,000. Feel good. Message and data rates may apply. I mentioned before the commercial break, today should be a national holiday. We've heard of D-Day. How about E-Day? On this date, 1979, ESPN was launched. Yeah.
National sports holiday.
It should be. Big day.
I was going to say that the Knack played Shea Stadium, but that was...
Is that true?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. I wonder what it's like, though, when you play a game and then you go home. Do you watch ESPN? Eli Manning joins us now. Hi, Eli.
What's up, Dan? How you doing?
I'm doing great. What was it like, though? You play a game, and then were you more apt to watch SportsCenter? Win or lose?
I think you watch it no matter what. I think when your game comes on, if you won, you watch it. If you lost, you may flip the channel for a little bit. You want to keep up with the rest of the league and the other teams, how the other teams in your division did, the team you're playing next week, how they did, see some highlights, see some of your buddies that you played college with or you played on other teams with, and see how they did as well. See how my brother did when he was playing.
Did you ever get mad and yell at the TV when we would do your highlights?
Yeah, but not at you. I would see what happened during that play. You see, an offensive line miss a block or a pass get tipped up, or so you might be yelling at a player, but I never yelled at you, Dan. Okay. I would never do that.
I appreciate that. Peyton did, but you would never do that.
100%. He would call you and leave you messages and tell you what you did wrong and analyze your broadcasting skills if you were analyzing his football.
That is true. That is true. I never played the game. I heard that from quite a few athletes. What was the biggest difference though between you and Peyton as a quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, I think. I think we both tried to be students of the game, try to understand where to go. I think Peyton did a lot more probably checking at the line of scrimmage and, doing the no huddle offense. He kind of created that style of play and basically being the offensive coordinator on the field. And so it was a lot of communication, signals, everything going on. We were a little bit more of kind of, hey, call a play. If you have a terrible play, you can check out of it, but let's call the play that's run.
Were you allowed? Could you have done what Peyton did at the line of scrimmage with the Giants?
I think it's a lot. I mean, it sounds great. It's kind of one of those deals. You really have to earn the right to check a play. I mean, anyone can check a play, but are you checking into something that's better than what you had called? And so it's got to be a lot of communication with the head coach, with the offensive coordinator, of being on the same page. And, some of it is getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly and, hey, seeing what they're doing, and it's kind of what colleges do, and all of a sudden they, fake a snap and they look to the sideline. That's basically kind of what was happening, except the coordinator is still in your ear, can tell you ideas and plays, but it's got to happen before 15 seconds on the play clock run out, or then the communication cuts off.
A lot of times we'll see athletes, they're forced to retire. I don't know if you felt you were forced to retire, but if they're going to draft your successor, or at least try to. But that pull, that tug of war of wanting to play, but then you got your kids growing up. And then all of a sudden it's, where are your priorities? Did you have that conversation with your wife of, could you have played another year? Could you have played someplace else? Or was it just time to come home?
We had the conversation, and I think I was definitely leaning, towards retiring. I think it's just, I had a great career, 16 years with one organization, definitely thought about it for a little bit and just discussed, hey, do we want to move our whole family to a new city. You know, what am I playing for? I'm going into year 17. You're probably going to a team that's not, you know, very good. They're in need of a quarterback. Are you just playing because you want to play, or are you playing for a championship? And is it worth kind of, you know, uprooting your family to move on? And just, it wasn't worth it to me. And I was, you know, I was happy kind of hanging it up and just being a fan and moving on to my next venture. And so, you know, I think that's what made it easy for me to continue to be a fan and to go to games and watch football on Sunday. I wasn't bitter. I wasn't mad. Hey, I could be playing better than this guy. I was ready to hang it up and just, you know, be a dad and be a fan.
If you had to make a bet on the Rams making it back to the Super Bowl or missing the playoffs?
You know, I think they're talented. I think I would make the bet that they better chance of getting back to the Super Bowl than missing the playoffs. I think just with the talent they have on that team, I don't think they'll miss the playoffs.
We're talking to Eli Manning, the two-time Super Bowl champ and Emmy nominee.
Best
newcomer, is that what it was? Emerging star? What was the category?
Any of them I was nominated for, Dan, I can't even remember.
Okay. All right. I understand.
I think I'm Emmy award winning, actually. You know, we can get that.
Well, that's the show. So you, like, I'm talking about individually. It'd be like, you know, when I won, I'm an MVP. You know, when the team won, it's like, you know, we won a Super Bowl. So there's a difference in that. Okay.
So we even though, we won an Emmy, but I did not win an Emmy.
Okay.
I got it.
Does Peyton eat before you go on the air as opposed to eating on the show?
That's just the time difference. You know, East Coast, you know, the game's at 8:15, 8:30. I eat before, but he's in Denver at Mountain Time. You know, game comes on at 6. You got to prep before, so he gets hungry at halftime, and you know it shows that, you know, he's not like, I got to eat because I have to eat. He is starving. Like, he has to wolf down food, and he's got basically 5 minutes to get it down. And that's my favorite part of the whole show.
Eli, he eats like he's Joey Chestnut. Like he's trying to win a competition here.
It's it's been that way since he was little. We've had I remember, like, when he went on his first date when he was like 16, we had to talk about, like, all right, what are you going to order? Just so, like, we got to think through this. Like, you can't order spaghetti. That's just going to get all over yourself and be on your face. Like, you know, the girl is going to run away. But so, like, let's think through this, and let's, like, remember, take a bite, put the fork down, like, you know, take a breath every once in a while. Let's, you know, maybe eat before you go on the date so you're not starving.
Man, your brother got so upset when your father called Peyton Long Neck, and we were, and he was on the show, and he goes, Long Neck, and I went, oh my God, there is no way Peyton likes that nickname.
No, well, I think since before surgeries,
he had neck reduction surgery.
Yes, that's what it was. That's
what it was. You know, we got breaking news: that. Peyton Manning had neck reduction surgery. That's a big story.
Yeah, he created it.
It looks like you have a lot of products there in front of you. First of all, is that a TV set there? Like whose room is that that you're in?
I'm at the Verizon store right now, and so this is kind of a prep room. And some of their products. This is a karaoke machine, I think, so that's exciting. I don't know if I'm singing for you, Dan, but
let's go. What's your go-to song?
Oh. You never close your eyes. I don't know if I should sing that to you. That sounds weird. I think usually puzzles is always a good one.
Okay. What other toys you got there in front of you?
Well, just, you know, here, you know, it's just with the whole world, it's really about Verizon and their, you know, 5G ultra wideband, and the fact that now, you know, you're watching games on TV at home, you're watching games on your phone. It's all about having a fast, reliable connection, and you get that. And I rely on Verizon and their 5G ultra wideband. So whether it's your business needs with, you know, Verizon Business, or you know, you just want to stream games, it helps me make sure I'm not going to miss one play of football just because I know I'm going to be connected and be able to watch all the games.
Give me the phone number in your phone. That might surprise us. Not the number. The most famous person in your phone.
You want me to read out your number right now?
No, no.
Is that what you want?
Who's the most famous person in your Verizon phone?
Peyton probably. I don't know. I don't know many famous people. I'm like the boring guy. Like, I meet people, but I never think about asking for their number. Like, that would be weird. I can't ask for a picture, and I can't ask for a number. It's against
Wait,
the rules.
Wait, when's the last time you asked for a picture of somebody famous or an autograph?
Kevin Federline, 2009. There you go.
Is that true?
That is true. Yeah, yeah. Might have been 06, though. I think it was 9, but it might have been 06.
Why didn't you ask for Britney Spears with a picture or not?
I didn't see her. I just saw K-Fed. I didn't think, you know, it's all about taking a picture and then sending it to your buddies of who they – if it's like someone cool, if it's like Ryan Reynolds or someone that's like, yeah, he's famous, but that's not funny. So it's got to be
okay.
All right. Really interesting. Like, yes. Like,
okay.
I finally made it.
Will you validate this story before I let you go? And that is that when people would want to get a picture with your brother and you would take the picture, you always cut off Peyton's head. So you took the picture and then Peyton's head was never in the picture. Is that true, Eli?
That is true. But we're going back to college, so at least I was in college. You didn't have – not everybody had a cell phone, let alone no phone had a camera on it. So it's all like the digital cameras.
Okay.
It's kind of like who had – not even digital, like the throwaway, roll-up camera. And so you would just – if someone had to have a camera, they'd ask for a picture, and Peyton's, 6'6", got the long neck, and so I take a picture, and it'd be, all of them, and just Peyton's head cut off. So when they go and print it, like 4 days later, they're like, "I promise you, that's Peyton in this picture. That's him." You can see, like, they'll try to match his belt with like another picture, but like, so I ruined a lot of pictures. I apologize to all those people now. I'm sorry.
Love the show. Congrats. Good luck with Verizon today. I'm sure you're busy, and as always, thank you, Eli.
Thank you, Dan. Always a pleasure.
That's Eli Manning. He's won awards. He's a nominee and an award winner. His team won. Yes, Eli.
Mogul? Can we throw the word mogul out there yet for Eli?
I think he's getting close. The family, they're a corporation.
An empire?
Yes, Todd.
Underrated sense of humor. We all think Peyton's the wild, funny guy. Eli is hysterical.
He was the breakout star. He really was. Because he had these lines and he could say it to his brother. And nobody else could. And that's what I always thought was great about Eli is take the shot, get out. Take the shot, get out. And who wouldn't want Kevin Federline?
He answered that so fast.
I know. Yeah. And he's right. If you take a picture with somebody famous, it's just somebody famous. Instead of, Joey Fatone. You're like, oh, you're with Joey Fatone. Yeah. Anybody can get Justin Timberlake picture and go, here you go. Joey Fatone, Lance Bass. Yes, Marv.
I'm more of a Chris Kirkpatrick guy myself.
Oh.
Take a picture with him.
Wow.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. All right. Paul.
New poll question, recency bias, funniest Manning.
Well, it might be Cooper.
It's like Eli was in a bottle for 15 years.
Yes.
And he was just released into the wild last year.
Yes, he was. But, I mean, look, Peyton is such a omnipresent talent. And an extrovert, go to the line of scrimmage, he's an extrovert. And here's Eli, who you would think would have earned that right to go to the line of scrimmage and be able to bark out audibles in Omaha. But, I mean, Peyton ushered in a whole new generation. Like, when you think about changing the sport, look at all the high school teams. They go to the line of scrimmage. You may call a play. Back off, look to the sideline, and then you call out another play. This is high school. Like, you would never have thought that. If you're in your 50s or 60s, imagine going to the line of scrimmage and then going, let me look over here. What do we got? All right, I might change the play on you. But Peyton changed the game. And changed it with high school, college, and certainly the NFL. Go to the line of scrimmage, see what they have. And then change the play if you want to. Give the impression you're going to change the play. All right. We'll get phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. The poll question, if you had to make a bet on the Rams making it back to the Super Bowl, missing the playoffs, I would say making it back to the Super Bowl. If you look at what they have and what they lost, so you added Bobby Wagner, Allen Robinson. You got three new offensive linemen. You did lose Von Miller. I don't know if there was another real big loss. Robert Woods, he went to the Titans. He was injured last year. Darius Williams is a defensive back. You know, I like Wagner. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Allen Robinson is sneaky great. And, as, you know, it comes down to Matthew Stafford. If he's being able to throw every throw he needs to with his elbow, then, you know, I love the Rams. And why not? You know, you start to look at this, and I'll give you my Super Bowl pick tomorrow. You look at the division that teams play in. That's why I always loved the Patriots, because they were going to beat everybody in the AFC East. Can we say the same thing about the Buffalo Bills? How good is New England? They might be average. The Dolphins, maybe a little better than average. The Jets can't be worse. Maybe a couple more wins there. But you start to look and handicap the rest of the division. And look at the AFC West. You know, you could win that division 11 wins, maybe. You know, look at the Packers. Are the Vikings a playoff team? I think they are. The Bears are not good. The Lions should be improved. They could win, you know, 8 or 9 games. So then you start to go, okay, can Green Bay have home field advantage? Like Tampa Bay. Is Tampa Bay the best team in their own division? And I wonder that. With everything that happened with Tom Brady in the offseason, injuries, the offensive line, that's the most important thing. Tom Brady missing 10 days, not as important as Ryan Jensen, you know, Mark Pett retires. I mean, that to me is the big issue here. Keeping everybody healthy. You're asking Fournette to be good again. Wide receivers. Julio Jones, second string right now. I don't think he's going to start against Dallas. But you start to look at the division that they're in, like the Cowboys. Are they even better than the Eagles? Are the Eagles the team to beat in that division? And it feels that way. Although the Cowboys get more coverage because of their popularity. And then I look at the Rams. The Niners, I don't know. I think that's a team that could be, oh, my God, they're really good. Or they're... That Trey Lance draft pick decision didn't go as well as planned. Seattle's still a good team. They just don't have a good quarterback. And, you know, I love Walker, Kenneth Walker. I think they have some players. You still have DK Metcalf and you have Lockett. But in Arizona, I don't know. You know, I'd look at them and I'm just not quite sure. They still feel like they're a 9-win team, maybe. So you start to look at that and you go, okay, you know, the Colts. Are the Colts better than the Titans? I think people want the Colts to be better than the Titans because it's an interesting story with Matt Ryan. We've seen what the Titans are, what they do. We know that. The Colts, there's the possibility of Matt Ryan maybe going back to a Super Bowl. So I think sometimes when, you know, you have people fluctuating from the Chiefs can go to the Super Bowl to they won't even win their division. The Chiefs will miss the playoffs. And I have way too much confidence in Mahomes and Andy Reid to be able to come up with an offense that will always keep you in every game. But this is fun. This is the fun part because you do think, what other sport do you go, you know, if all goes well, like you don't say this in the NBA, you don't say this in baseball, you know, if all goes well, we can be a playoff team. Like if you're a Bengals fan last year at this time, and if you would have said to me, you know, if all goes well, and I would have thought, oh, you're going to finish 9 wins, 10 wins maybe, because you have Joe Burrow coming back from surgery, still didn't like the offensive line. Love Jamar Chase. Are you going to have enough in that division? Well, Baltimore wasn't that good. Cleveland wasn't that good. Neither was Pittsburgh. So the Bengals benefited from a down year in the AFC North. And then they got into the playoffs. and then he ended up in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's a fun part of it. Plus the schedule that you're going to have. The NFL loves to cater to a team that wasn't good the previous year. So you do get these comeback stories. Yes, Paul.
I'm looking back at like the Bengals coverage from last year. You talk about the Bengals, nobody picked them. The last five games of the regular season, Joe Burrow was sacked 21 times. And you can find an article that says Bengals without offensive line help, which they're not going to get in January, have no chance to advance in the playoffs. You can find articles like that. Joe Burrow continued to get sacked in the playoffs. I think he got sacked. Didn't he get sacked 9 times against Tennessee?
Yeah.
And they won.
Yeah.
It's fascinating that what
it
they,
might be the most times a quarterback was sacked in a win.
In a playoff win?
I think.
Yeah.
Nine times.
I think he was sacked 6 times in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or more.
Including the final play. Let me take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Business owners, are you feeling boxed in? The pressures of running your business, managing remote workforces, keeping up with the changing regulations and HR compliance, hiring, retaining top talent, handling payroll. The list goes on, and there's a limit to what you can do to keep employees engaged while you're running your business smoothly. Heck, I have those obstacles, and there's only 12 of us in here. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help you develop a people strategy that supports your business strategy as well, focusing on the health of your organization. And then, how about access to better benefits to help you keep the employees you have and attract a new one? And what if they offered training to your employees to increase their skills so they become more productive? Insperity is ready to help you move past any obstacles and helping to provide the HR solutions that you need to run your business smoothly. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity. HR. That makes a difference. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or You can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
I am playing and playing.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Alfaro swings, hits a ground ball up the middle, into center field and a base hit. That will do it! Both runs score. Cronenworth first, now Myers, and Alfaro walks it off again. For the second time this year, he gets Kennedy and the D-backs, and the Padres erase an early 5-0 deficit to come all the way back and win the game 6-5.
Courtesy of the Padres Radio Network, that's your play of the day, brought to you by Simply Safe. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security. Coincidence? Simply Safe has been with us over a decade. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. During the commercial break, we brought up a couple of topics, and one had to do with The Bachelor, or is it The Bachelorette? And Jesse Palmer was talking about the drama that's ahead. Is it The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, Todd?
It's The Bachelorettes with an S.
Oh,
got two.
Oh, plural. So there are two women vying for love.
Yes, Gabby and Rachel. They're not into it to be famous or anything like that. They genuinely want to find a husband, supposedly.
Oh, of course they do. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm a C student. How does the structure work where you have two women going for it? Are they... How does this work?
They initially were both introduced to the same group of men, and then hopefully they won't, which I guess the producers would want that, to fall in love with like the same guy or guys would make it very tense. But it turns out they each found somebody or thought they found somebody. But at the end of last night's episode, Jesse Palmer got very dramatic because Gabby is not going to be joining us this evening.
And how did that sound, Seton?
Am I too broken to be loved?
That's exactly how she sounded.
Am I too broken to be loved?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah, am I too damaged to be loved?
What's wrong with me? Why does no one want to love me?
You know, what's wrong with you? Let's start with you going on a TV show to try to find love. How about we do that? And then we'll work on the other things. So there's two women. When are they doing bachelor orgy? Like, at what point do they go, let's just have, 50 people here.
I always assumed that was the behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes, Tom.
I think that's The Bachelor in Paradise, where they kind of flirt with that, but they stop short of the Mickey Mouse line of what they're really going to go to. But basically, Jesse Palmer at the very end says something like, normally at this point in the show, we would have the rose ceremony and both bachelorettes would be here, but you will not believe. We're going to have to wait till next week.
You've won 15 minutes in the sauna alone with no cameras.
Yeah, but I'm alone. Could I have somebody in here with me?
Like a couple.
Oh, I know you were saying I'm alone.
We thought it would be best, he said, for everyone to kind of regroup and let everybody kind of just let things go for a few days, and then we'll come back next week. And if you think you know how it's going
to
end.
And you know what? If you are too damaged to be loved, why are we making entertainment out of it? Good God.
I never understood that show. I can't. I've tried, and I like Jesse Palmer, but it's really hard to watch that.
Remember when they had that show called Ugly Duckling, and it was literally taking ugly people to have plastic surgery and then being like, look, he looks so much better now.
Oh, no.
That was literally a TV show.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah, it was called Ugly Duckling, and they took people who were ugly and had them gave them all this plastic surgery, and then would like I think judge them
on who's still uglier.
Yeah, like, well, I'm sorry, you didn't win this week. You're still kind of ugly, despite all that plastic surgery.
Okay, who decides that you're ugly to begin with?
A panel of good-looking people, Dan.
The show was actually. In overseas, it was called Ugly Duckling. In America, to make it more palatable, it was called The Swan.
Oh, The Swan. Oh. That's what it was. That's what it was.
Two seasons. Couldn't get that third.
That sweet women, third season.
The tagline, women participate in a pageant after undergoing a three-month transformative process.
And wow. You still didn't win.
Yes. And you're still ugly. Yes. Yes.
I think there was another one where you couldn't see them. You can only talk to them and get to know them and agree to, like, marry them without even seeing their faces, just by seeing if you could hit it off to prove that it shouldn't be just about looks in a relationship.
Yes, Marv.
That sounds like she's got a great personality. Mm. But that's if that's what you tell me first, no thank you.
Have you seen the new Love Boat? I think it's Love Boat with Jerry O'Connell and his wife.
You're making this up.
No. No, it's Rebecca Romaine O'Connell and a former model. And I don't watch a lot of network TV, but here is the catchphrase, you know, that Donald Trump had on The Apprentice, you're fired. Okay. She says, is it called the Love Boat, Pauline?
It's called the Real Love Boat, and it's got the same kind of logo and font as the old Love Boat TV show.
Okay.
And it's a reality competition based off the 70s series that took place on Princess cruise ships.
Okay, but then there's a tagline that you're going to say to everybody who is eliminated, and she says, it's time for you to shove off. And I went, ah. Oh. For that reason alone, I can't watch.
But we love Jerry O'Connell.
I do, but I can't. Like, if it's one of those, here's the windup, and it was a really big windup, and then here's the pitch, and it's time for you. And Jerry O'Connell has a hat, like a captain's hat. Like he's
Captain Stubing?
Captain Stubing on the Love Boat.
Now, this show comes out, Dan, in 4 weeks from today.
Oh, yeah. I've marked my calendar.
You should get Jerry on.
To make sure I don't have it on. It's time for you to shove off.
But Heidi Klum has that fashion show. Yeah, like Project Runway.
But Tyra Banks used to have that, didn't she?
Yeah. Although now I think Heidi Klum has a different one. And hers, she used to say, like, as you know in fashion, you're either in or you're out. And that was like one of her big catchphrases.
Oh, because you always have to have one of those to send somebody packing.
Yeah, you have to pack up your needles. You're sewn home.
What?
You're sewn home.
Oh, but wait, there's one more item. We close out hour one. Everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion, Thursday night football, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the start of a new season. Bet just $5 on Thursday's game and get $200 in free bets instantly. Simple bet. Bet on Buffalo or LA to win. If your team leads by 7 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Promo code is Patrick. Get $200 in free bets instantly when you place that $5 bet Thursday night. Have to be at least 21 years of age. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, you can call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. In New York, it's 877-8-HOPE-NY. One early win token issued at opt-in, and they have to be money line bets. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.